Hey, GWA. Happy Independence Day. And I thought I would record something a little different today in honor of the 4th of July. This is a letter from John Adams to Abigail Adams, written on the 3rd of July. And John Adams is one of my favorite founding fathers, and I've never done a historical literature post before, so I thought, hey, let's have some fun with this. So, I'm going to be edging with a vibrator, and hopefully I will make it through the entire letter, but we'll see what happens. All right. Philadelphia, July 3rd, 1776. Had a Declaration of Independence been made 7 months ago, it would have been attended with many great and glorious effects. We might, before this hour, have formed alliances with foreign states. We should have mastered Quebec and been in possession of Canada. You will perhaps wonder how such a declaration would have influenced our affairs in Canada, but if I could write with freedom, I could easily convince you that it would, and explain to you the manner how. Many gentlemen in high stations and of great influence have been duped by the ministerial bubble of commissioners to treat, and in real sincere expectations of this event, which they so fondly wished, they have been slowed and languid in promoting measures for the reduction of that province. Others there are in the colonies who really wish that our enterprise in Canada would be defeated, that the colonies might be brought into danger and distress between two fires, and thus induced to submit. Others really wish to defeat the expedition to Canada, lest the conquest of it should elevate the minds of the people too much to hearken to those terms of reconciliation which they believed would be offered us. These jarring views, wishes, and designs occasioned an opposition to many salutary measures which were proposed for the support of that expedition, and caused obstructions, embarrassments, and studied delays which have finally lost us the province. All these causes, however, in conjunction, would not have disappointed us if it had not been for a misfortune which could not be foreseen and perhaps could not have been prevented. I mean the prevalence of the smallpox amongst our troops. This fatal pestilence completed our destruction. It is a frown of Providence upon us which we ought to lay heart to. But on the other hand, the delay of this declaration to this time has many great advantages attending it. The hopes of reconciliation, which were fondly entertained by multitudes of honest and well-meaning, though weak and mistaken people, have been gradually and at last totally extinguished. Time has been given for the whole people maturely to consider the great questions of independence and to ripen their judgments, dissipate their fears, and allure their hopes. By discussing it in newspapers and pamphlets, by debating it in assemblies, conventions, committees of safety and inspection, in town and country meetings, as well as in private conversations, so that the whole people in every colony of the 13 have now adopted it as their own act, this will cement the Union and avoid those heats and perhaps convulsions which might have been occasioned by such a declaration 6 months ago. But the day is past. The 2nd day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epica in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty, It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shrews, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from the end of this continent to the other from this time forward, forevermore. You will think me transported with enthusiasm, but I am not. I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet, though all of the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is more than worth all the means, and that posterity will triumph in the day's transaction, even although we should rue it, which I trust in God we shall not. Oh, God.